Welcome to Sociopath and the Empath. I am Aria.
I'm Emily.
And this is episode 11.
Yay.
So, Emily wanted to talk more about narcissists and what else about that?
Narcissists and how empaths take them when they're being discarded. Or like a normal person when they're being discarded and how they feel.
Right. This is going to be a lot of personal stuff from her, so I'll throw in my two cents here and there. But I can't promise a lot of commentary from myself.
Because, like, I feel like... I've read... Well, I shouldn't say read. I've audibled, like, 11 books.
Listening to your books and stuff.
So, like, I mean... I think I have pretty good knowledge. I mean, there's more to learn about, like, narcissists. But, like, especially about, like, how empaths, like, deal with them is, like, sad. Like, there's, like, things that I didn't even know that were a real thing. Like, how... Some people would say, like, they're emotional vampires. Like you said, she sounds like a vampire. Like, not only did you say that, but for someone in, like, when I was in group therapy would say that, too. Like, this person sounds like a vampire.
She's just emotionally draining.
Right.
In that sense.
Right. I mean, if she sucked my blood, I'd probably be a little turned on about that, but that's just me.
That's weird.
Well, anyway, so what I got here. Just let you guys know, I did cry for, like, 2 hours because I wanted to get, like, how go back in that sense it was 5 months ago when I was in the hospital from my narcissist. She emotionally drained me to the point and physically drained me to the point where I felt like there was nothing. This is also after she took two important things from my life that cannot be... disclaimed, where you say legal.
Because of legal things. Legal.
So, let's go for the after discard. So after the discard, abandonment and a loneliness, it was hard because, again, as an empath, you feel like no matter who's around you, you're gonna be alone because... that person that you've hurt or hurted you. Like, I mean, even when you're an empath, you're not perfect. You're gonna hurt them. When you're codependent, you're gonna hurt them. Regular person, you're just gonna hurt each other. We're just humans. We're not perfect. There's just no fucking way. So when she abandoned me and I felt alone, what she tried to do is justify it. And by that way would be hurting me, saying I deserved this pain, which, I mean, let's say you discard someone. Like, if they hurt you, would you want to give them pain, and how long would it last for?
If I discarded someone?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, if you discarded someone, like, would you want to give them pain? Like, if they hurt you? Like, at the end of the relationship?
No, if I'm discarding someone, it's just because I don't care about them anymore. I don't want to be vindictive or anything. I guess that's the difference between me and, like, narcissists. They want to be vindictive and, like, remind you that they're still existing and they want to keep themselves as a thought in your head. But I wouldn't care to do that. Like, if I lose interest in you... I just want it, like, cut off. So, that's it. Like, I don't care about making you feel bad. I don't care about making you, like, whatever. Like, I don't care.
You're just like, whatever.
I'm just indifferent about it.
Right. And I feel like with, like, regular people, they would be like, okay, like, this sucks, but let's grow up and be adults and let's get over this.
Right.
So, yeah, and then, also during the discard, like, my narcissist would remind me in, like, either social media or, like, in messages that I hurt her. Even though that when you're in a relationship, you take and give. a lot of guilt and shame was happening during this time. Like, I think with any breakup, like, you're gonna have some guilt, but if you do something wrong, like, there's shame, and if you don't have those things, like, if you don't want the relationship to end or ends badly, if someone has that, that's starting the healing process, actually, when you're in that, so that's good if you're going through that. It just sucks really, really bad. My narcissist then would say that I wasn't enough, and that basically in the relationship that she put enough and I didn't, and that's not how things go. Like, I mean, people don't just say, well, I was the best and you were the worst. That's not how things go. I think also, like, empaths, like, see it as, like, you try to help the narcissist. Like, when you're discarded or you're abandoned and they come back, or they're coming back, like the Hoover, you feel like you have to help the narcissist feel, like, okay about, not feel okay about what you did, but, like, you try to help them feel better about themselves, which is a dangerous thing, because that narcissist is gonna want more. Like, they're gonna want to drain you entirely because they feel like it's justice.
So they screw you over and still get you to apologize.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yep. Well, like, even, like, in my personal situation, like, she wasn't done. She wanted more from me, as in, not just me I apologize, but she was even agreeing to, like, meet me, like, afterwards.
She wanted to keep you on the hook.
Yep. And Arya saw that right away. And I remember going up to my narcissist, this is, like, right after I got out of the hospital, and I said, like, I'm sorry, I realize that this is not gonna be the same anymore, blah, blah, blah. When I went to go hug my narcissist, and I didn't know she was a narcissist at this time, I remember giving her a hug, and she was death glaring Arya, but Arya was in her car.
I was trying not to look because I felt extremely awkward. I parked facing them, so I kicked my feet out the window and tried to sit really far back and just mind my own business. I didn't even look at them, minus a couple glances, and apparently this bitch was death staring me, like, the whole time, so that's cool.
and after everything, then I, like, got out, and we went into Arya's car, and you even said that, oh, that was actually pretty good, you guys hugged, you guys talked, blah, blah, blah.
It looked fine from the outside.
But literally it was just, like, the narcissist, like, putting her teeth in me and telling me, like, hey, like, I'm still on top of this. When I told the narcissist that I wouldn't be able to afford the apartment by myself because she didn't want to pay, the narcissist's mask fell off. And it was really weird because the lights, like, on my wall at the time completely went dark. It was the most weird. I believe in energy. Fuck off. if something's bad in the air, something's bad in the air. So, like, I remember her saying, I will never, like, pay for something, even though I'm in a legal contract, I will never pay for something because of what you did. And, I mean, I'll admit it, I slept with someone else when we were talking or in whatever we were in. We were always off and on in our relationship.
Whatever. She cheated. She was cheating on you the whole time. So yep. That bitch didn't have shit to say.
Yep. And she didn't think I'd find out till later. So I don't want to hear it from her. But anyway, let's go back to the starting. So then I remember, like, sitting in the hospital saying, like, wow, I want her to stop hurting me. Like, can she wake up and stop hurting me? Can May just stop hurting me? I would literally, like, yell to this, like, the sky or whatever, and I would just be like, can you please have her stop? This is killing me. and I would just be totally burnt out because I just felt like, well, this is literally hell. And another thing which a narcissist will do is they will try to make you afraid of them. Like, they feel like they have power. Like, I was telling Aria when I was at Starbucks and I was talking with her the second time in person, she would lean across the table, kind of like what a detective would do, like, when he's intimidating, like, whoever he's, like, interviewing, and he would, like, put his head down and, like, look you dead in your eyes and just, like, trying to, like, show his teeth, like an animal, like, type of way. That's what,
show,
like,
dominance.
Yeah. And she did that in Starbucks, like, basically say, you will do this, and blah, blah, blah. And, I mean, I said, like, okay, I get what you're saying, but your legal contract, and she's like, I don't care if I have to yell in here, which is now gonna be emotional distraught, because now I'm worried about other people knowing about our information, which is another sign of manipulation, a public humiliation. So, again, narcissists will do anything and everything to gain that power in any way. And when, I mean, looking back on this now, I can be like, well, if she was acting like that, I should just walked up and left. I should have been like, you're gonna be like this. You're gonna act like an animal. You're gonna talk to me like I'm a child. Peace out. I'm not dealing with this.
Yeah, narcissists are douche canoes.
Like, another thing is that when a narcissist does something wrong, and I feel like this is also coming from, like, them taking out on you more, they don't want to admit that they ever did anything wrong in the relationship, but when they do something wrong, they're not going to tell you. Unless they are going to get caught, then yes, they're going to tell you. That's, like, the only thing they'll do. But I remember I was, like, sitting at home, and I was pissed off because the previous night before, she cheated on me twice with two different people. And she would make me feel like I had to be strong for both of us in a relationship at that time. How fucked up is that? You cheated on me twice, and you made me feel like I have to be strong for both of us, because you're drunk and you were making out with two other people in front of my face, and you're saying that you don't remember it, but then you say later that, like, oh yeah, like, if it did happen, like, you know, like, we can get through this because I don't remember it, which is now another messiah manipulation, because even if you don't remember it, it happened.
Right, you have to accept the blame for it, and they're just trying to displace the blame to something else.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if we were to get technical here, I was fucking drunk as hell when I basically slept with someone else. I was not sober, so I don't want to fucking hear it from her. It just doesn't make any sense. And another thing with empaths is that you feel like when they do something wrong, you have to, again, like, be this amazing goddess or god to basically forgive everything. And that you... I remember, like, sitting back in my room being like, wow, this is like the movies where I have to be the best at forgiving, understanding, everything. And it was so hard. So hard to forgive her after she cheated in front of my face. If you cheat behind my back, it's gonna suck, but at least I didn't see it in front of my face.
Yeah.
Like, that's an image you can't get out of your head.
And that's a huge power thing, too. Maybe she knew she'd get... Like, she probably knew she could get away with it, too.
If she did in front of my face?
Right. That's a seriously self-confident move, but that could speak a lot about her.
That's smart. This is why I have a sociopath that helps me.
Sometimes I know things.
And that you feel like you have to like, you feel like you have to give them mercy, because, like, everybody makes mistakes. Like, everybody fucks up. We're not perfect. It's gonna happen. People are gonna cheat. Like me and you have gone over this. People are gonna cheat in relationships.
Right.
It's not, like,
it's more common than you think.
Like, it's gonna be behind your back, in front of your face, whatever. It's whatever you're comfortable with. Like, not comfortable with, I should say that, but, like, I mean, like, messaging a dick pic to someone is cheating. Some, like, giving emotional support to the point where it goes over your partner could be technically cheating. I mean, it's such a gray line with cheating these days. Like, I don't... It's such bullshit these days. Like, it's not cut and dry. It's everywhere.
Everyone's definition of it is different.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, but, like, I'm saying if you're 100% committed to someone, then flirting could be cheating, which happened in our relationship. And, I mean, I got fucking nailed to the cross for that shit. Like, I would just be friendly with people. I don't see myself as flirting. You want to see me flirt? I'll flirt. But, anyway, that's beside the point. Ooh, I heard someone beep the car outside.
Shit.
What the hell's going on out there?
Maybe I should go out there with my gun.
No, don't. I remember, like, saying this in my head when I made that, like, decision to be with someone else in bed, technically. Because I'm not going to say it was the alcohol. Like, I'm going to say, like, it was a decision I should have made, but it happened. I remember, like, thinking in my head, like, you know, she might be fine with, like, leaving, but, like, but don't do it for yourself, do it for me. Like, do this, like, go through this with me, like, help me. And I remember when she walked out that door, I remember, like, going after her and saying, please, like, don't leave. And she's like, I don't care what the fuck happens to you, and slammed the door. And I just remember that was another time where the narcissist mask came off. Because that was the truth. She didn't care. She still doesn't care. The only time I heard her say also that I was, like, the best, like, girlfriend ever is, like, the time when I told her this is a boundary that she crossed. That I picked up her and her drunk friends, and I took them all the way back to Franklin. And they were from downtown.
Why was that a boundary for you?
Because I told her before she went out drinking that I don't want to pick her up downtown. I don't be called at 3 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning being told, like, hey, I need to take your guys' butts home.
Right, like, be more responsible.
Basically. And what happened? I was called down there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I was so angry. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I literally say don't do this and you do it anyway? Okay. And I picked her up and picked all her friends up, dropped them off, and then it was raining outside, and I remember I gave her my shoes and I just walked with my wet socks to the car because it was, like, raining outside. And, like, which is, looking back at it now, I wish that bitch, I didn't give her fucking shoes to walk on when she was walking in the rain.
Right.
But I'm a gentle woman, so I was just being nice. What else was that? I also feel like with empaths and narcissists, like, you feel like you have to defend them against the world. Like, their actions and everything that they say, like, you have to defend them. Like, they will make you feel so sorry for them. Like, I remember she would say, like, well, my manager is a dick. Like, I hate her. Like, she doesn't appreciate me. I do so much for there, and she didn't give me a break today, and blah, blah, blah. Like, everything that you could think of, like, how her manager didn't appreciate her. That's, like, an ego thing that I'm seeing now.
Mm-hmm.
But, I remember I would just be so angry, and I'd be like, let me go talk to her. Like, I'm gonna go talk to her and tell her that you're a good employee, you go there on time and everything else. Because she wouldn't miss a day at work for, like, anything. Even when I thought I was having a heart attack, she's like, oh, you know, I just got this new job, so you have your dad take you. Like, okay, that just shows you don't love me at all. Don't care my health at all. So, like, defending them is, like, they'll make you think that. And then another thing they will do is that they will make you go against your morals and boundaries.
Oh, yeah, they cross boundaries quite a bit.
Quite a bit. Morals, it's more of, like, I want to be a monogamous relationship.
Monogamous?
Yes. And she wasn't happy with just me and her. So then I brought up an idea to make one more person in bed. And this was also the first time she cheated on me, which was, what, like 3 months in the relationship or 4 months in the relationship? So, I didn't actually feel comfortable bringing somebody else in just in case she had an attachment to them and I would actually lose her. And I also felt like if I'm not good enough in bed and having somebody else there, that's also going to break me down too to maybe not perform as much. And so that hurt me.
I think that's a little bit of boundaries too, though.
What do you mean?
Like, that's more crossing boundaries than morals, I feel like. Because that's a boundary that you set, you know?
Yeah, but, like,
I guess it could be either, though.
That's true. And then I would have to feel like I would have to go against everything I believe in just because I loved her. I thought it was okay for me not to hold her hand at, like, walking down the street because people would look at us. And I mean, being gay is okay in 2020.
For real?
Like, it's out there. It's okay.
Holy crap.
So, I mean, like, we have Pride. Like, what's the big thing? Like, I remember at Pride, I would be like, come here, and she'd be really open about it. But then I also kind of feel like that was because she was noticing other people that were gay were watching her. So I don't, because that was weird. It doesn't make any sense that she wouldn't feel comfortable with it, you know?
Right.
So, and then how I feel, like, I didn't want to tell her how I felt, like, most of the time, like, how it was actually. I feel like when you're with a narcissist, there's going to be a time where, or times, I should say, where you don't want to be with them, and you don't want to let them in your life anymore. When they see that, they will hone on you so quick. Like, why are you being so distant from me? Oh, is there someone else? Like, no. Like, relax. Or I'd be with a friend, and she would get super protective, aka Aria.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Or, like, when, like, one of my friends, she's not my friend anymore, but one of my friends was having trouble in Illinois with her boyfriend, and she had, like, a total meltdown. I drove all the way down to Illinois to go hang out with her, and I'm like, hey, are you okay? I'll buy pizza. There's a pizza thing again.
Yeah, you and your pizza.
And, like, I would just be like, hey, let's talk. Like, tell me what he's text messaging you. Like, I was always there for, like, all my friends. And I still am. And she would be like, you guys might not be sleeping in the same bed. I'm like, nothing ever happened between me and this person. I've known them for, like, 13 years. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like my sister. Like, let it go. And she just wouldn't let it go. And she,
I feel like if you have friends before a relationship, you should be able to, like, do things with those friends and be friends with them, you know, without your partner judging that or, like, trying to butt in or separate you from them. That's obviously a problem because that friend was there first, you know?
Right. But, like, also, like, I mean, if you and your friend, I mean, if that person, if your partner and their friend are hooking up or they have,
that's different.
Yeah, or they're, like, sleeping in the, like, or they're sleeping in the same bed, and there's like, a rumor or, like, something went on that was questionable, then I can see it. because most of the time those things are true.
Right.
So that's what I'd be like, no, cross the line, peace.
But if they're just a friend, like, for real, they're just your friend, like, you shouldn't have to feel bad about hanging out with them, you know?
Right. And a lot of, like, my friends are not my friends anymore due to, like, just not only the narcissist, but just because they told me so many times I needed to break up with her. Because they saw it right away. They're like, you're changing, you're not... Everything's about her, that's not you. It's just, it's you. Whenever you have that, you need to listen to your friends. You need to.
She didn't like me at all.
I know so. She didn't. Whenever Arya came over, my narcissist May would literally stare at her and give her the fakest smile in the world and just be like judgmental of her. I could just see it on her face. I'm like, oh my god, can you stop?
Like, it was awkward. I could feel like awkward.
So, and like, I just would be like, what the fuck is going on? And you know, the narcissist is also going to be laughing. They're laughing that you were with them. They're like, oh, look, I manipulated them. They thought I really loved them. They thought that they were the right person, that I was the right person for them. They are not, and I am going to be fine, I'm going to be okay, but you are not. They think they win, they're children. But, like, I got this quote from Vampire Diaries, and...
You're so funny.
What? Vampire Diaries. And it's Klaus's sister, and she says to Klaus, go ahead, laugh at the girl that loved you so easily.
He was a total freaking psycho.
Yeah, he is. Just total, yeah, he is. He's just a total douchebag. But it's so true, because Rebecca, that's her name, Rebecca would, like, try so hard to make him feel again. And it didn't work, because that's not how they are. But, it's sad, because, again, like, the narcissist knows, they know that you're in pain. My narcissist, I would tell her, I can't believe you're saying this, it's breaking my heart, and she would basically say, I don't care. If you're with someone and they're that quick to be like, I don't care, that's not love. That was never love. They fell out of it like a long time ago then, and has now turned into hate and just absolutely, I don't even know what, like, what do you think of that? Like, could you ever...
It just sounds like resentment to me.
Yeah.
Like, they just grow to resent you in the situation that they're in, I guess. So that's how they take it out.
Well, yeah, she also said to me, like, I can't believe I'm moving back home, it's all because of you.
Even though it was her decision.
Yeah, even though it was her decision. And not only on top of it, but, like, in a text message, she's like, move out, like, I fucking had to. You had to?
Right. So there's a difference. You chose to.
Yeah, the thing is, like, when you say you had to, it sounds like... There's other reasons you had to move out. It wasn't because of me. It was because of other reasons.
Yeah.
So that's bullshit. And the thing is, it's like, what I have written down here is like, I love you through everything, and you don't even care. I would try to fix things, and they would just get worse. So, when you're with a narcissist, and you're starting to notice that this isn't a normal relationship, this, my relationship with this person, it was always something was happening. I don't remember 1 year something wasn't, like, going just great. It was always something. It was always rocky. It was always, like, I'm depressed, you're making me feel this way. And I'd be like, how am I doing that? You're not being supportive of me. I'm like, I listen to you bitch about work, which is fine, because I bitch about work. I'm trying to be here for you. Like, I also started now hearing myself. I remember saying to her, I am so tired of being your best friend, your therapist, and then I have to be your girlfriend. So it's so exhausting. And I don't mean that, and I told her, I don't mean this in the most hurtful way in the world, but it's so hard.
She didn't even have her own friends to go to because nobody liked her.
Yeah, basically. Like she had one friend, but she said to me that she didn't want to be friends with him anymore because she wasn't doing enough effort. And I remember I told her, I'm just going to give the guy a name. I'm calling him Adam. And he's so manipulated by her, and it's really scary. But anyway, she said to me, like, I don't want to be his friend, like, if he doesn't make time for me. And I'm like, he's probably going through something right now. Maybe he doesn't have the time. I'm not going to hold a grudge towards my friend. If they're not talking to me, there's probably a big reason.
Right.
Like
sometimes as adults, you just get caught up in work and whatever, work, school, whatever you're doing, and some you can't text each other or talk all the time. It's just how life is.
Right. I mean, if you get a high, I mean, maybe it's, like, again, there's something that's going on, like, but she didn't see it that way. And she just got angry, and she just cut him out. And he would keep messaging her, and I just was so tired. And I said to her, he's not a bad guy. He just, you know, is dealing with a lot. You know, Adam sees things, like, a little too much. Like, he tries to look into people a little too much, and that's just how he is. But don't take that to heart. You just, like, he's a good person. Ish. Well, now I look at it and I'm just, he's more against me now because she manipulated him so much, which is fine. Like, if he ever came to me and said, like, hey, I'm sorry, I would be like, you know, what you did was hurtful. But I mean, don't come to me again telling me that you have a degree in psychology when you literally have been so manipulated by a narcissist. But then again, I mean, there's people with degrees out there, or they're like a doctor or a therapist that just realized that they were with a narcissist or psychopath or sociopath. Like, so I guess I can't dig them there either.
Narcissists can fool anyone. I even dated one and it was horrible, so.
Do you want to talk about that?
I mean, I don't know, like, specifically really what to say about it, but he would push my boundaries, like, of what I was okay with, like, sexually. Like, he would want to always do things in front of his baby mama who lived with him. It was a really fucked up situation. Okay? They had 5 kids there, too.
5?
Yeah. And he would force me to watch them. He would guilt trip me into watching them. And I freaking hate kids. I'm sorry, but I hate kids. They're little snot runners. They're dirty and yucky. And they just get you sick. Stop. Well, it's true. They're like a freaking breeding ground for bacteria.
Oh my god.
But, so, like, he would literally, like, make me have sex with him in front of his baby mama, which I was not okay with at all. I voiced that, but he was a very big guy, and he would just hold me down, you know? And, like, he forced me to do multiple other things sexually that I was uncomfortable with, and I had definitely told him that before and during while it was happening, but he decided to go ahead and, like, make it happen anyway, forcefully if necessary. And he would also use sex as, like, a weapon, because I'm very weak, okay, when it comes to that. I enjoy sex very much, and, like, he would literally, like, we'd be in the middle of doing something, and he would literally, like, ask me something. He would have these full-out conversations with me while we were, like, trying to do that, and, like, he would get me to agree to things that I didn't want to, because if I didn't, he would stop, and I didn't want him to stop, because obviously, like, I'm trying to get off, you know, like, what the fuck? And, he would just stop and leave me hanging if I didn't agree with what he said. he convinced me that I wanted to have kids with him and marry him, and he was gonna make me go off my birth control when I came on leave from basic training. And he convinced me that I would be okay with all of this, and I believed it somehow, even though I never wanted kids, I never want to get married. That is not anything that I've ever wanted to do.
How do you know he's a narcissist?
Just because he was so manipulative. Like, he would manipulate me all the time. If I didn't want to go over and see him, he would guilt trip me and be like, oh, well, I guess you don't really care about me then if you don't want to see me. And it'd be fucking snow, like, blizzarding outside. There was a freaking tornado warning one time. And I'm driving there in the freaking rain, and I pulled over. I was like, I don't think I'm gonna make it all the way. And
he's like, alive.
I was like, I'm next to a ditch right now because I don't know if I'm gonna need to jump into it. And he's like, well, just go to a Walmart and wait for it to blow over or whatever and then come over. I was like, dude, how are you still asking me to come over when I'm clearly extremely uncomfortable with it?
Right.
And he'd always be pushing me to sleep over with him and, like, whatever. Like, he would just push my boundaries and manipulate me and fuck with my head, dude. It was really fucked up. And when I dumped him, he started posting all these death threats about me on the internet and, like, following me around, and he even had me followed while I was dating him. And I never wanted to date him in the first place, but he convinced me to, like, manipulated me into that too, so.
Tell me how about, like, how'd you know he was following you?
He told me he had someone following me. And I would not put that past him. He knows all these biker people and whatever, and, like, he knew things that I had been doing. Like, after we broke up, I got a new car. Yeah, after we broke up, I got a new car because I knew that he was following me, and I wanted to get a new car to throw him off. And immediately the next day, he posted that car on his Instagram and was like, oh, I'm thinking about getting this, just to show me that he knew that I got that car. And he's still, to this day, 2 years later, is still posting death threats about me. And he was also, for a while, he was posting pictures of me saying that I was fat and saying that, like, my ass looked big and that I looked worse than his baby mama who pushed out 5 fucking kids. And then he was posting pictures of me and my boyfriend saying that I looked gay because my hair is short and I looked like a boy and whatever, just trying to fucking make me feel bad about myself, which I really don't give a fuck what the hell he says, because he cannot really speak for much because he's not a gem. So, but, yeah, it was just really manipulative in that way, I guess.
Sounds pretty grandiose.
Oh yeah, and then he tried to tell me that, like, he knew that I liked serial killers and everything, so he tried to tell me that he'd, like, killed people and, like, all this stupid shit, because he knew that would appeal to me. And, like, he tried to get me to, like, do illegal shit with him so that he could hold it over my head.
See, like, if a narcissist is out there listening to this, please, I want to know, do you tell different stories to other people? I mean, you have to. I mean, there's just no other fucking way. You're gonna, like, twist it every way, but I really, the problem with narcissism is that narcissists don't say they're narcissists.
Well, no shit. Why would they?
Well, like, people throw that thing around, like, well, you're a narcissist. There's so much behind it. Like, they're scary. They're right. Terrifying. Like, I mean, if a narcissist manipulated a sociopath, I mean, empaths, that's just in our nature. I feel like empaths and narcissists have been partners for, like, a very, very long time. I just, at this point, I just kind of, like, I don't, like, I mean, I'm not gonna say narcissists didn't have, like, a bad life, but, like, you have to, at least my narcissist didn't have a bad childhood. Like, she had a very great childhood. Fuck, I was pretty jealous of her childhood. Like, I don't understand how you can be such a shitty fucking person with no empathy. I mean, like, I mean, I talked to my therapist about this, and she said that, like, some people just don't understand it because they haven't gone through a lot of things in their life. And I'm like, well, when that happens, like, what's gonna happen? Then are they gonna fucking be like, oh shit, I should have had empathy with these people? Or are they gonna be like, oh well?
They're not gonna change until they find something wrong with what they're doing. Like, they're not gonna change until they want a relationship that's real. Until then, they're okay with what they're doing.
I don't think that's true. Because the thing is like, when I read, like, all these books, they said the narcissist won't change. It's impossible unless, like, that narcissist wants to change. And they're gonna get something out of that person. Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, if they wanted to change because they wanted a relationship that was actually real, you know, that would be them wanting to change. Instead of...
I was a pretty goddamn good person to my narcissist.
Well, it doesn't matter if she doesn't want that. Like, if she wants to keep doing what she's doing and she doesn't see a problem with it, nothing has happened backlash at her...
Not yet.
Then there's no reason. Right, not yet. But then there's no reason for her to want to change.
I also don't see how narcissists think that they can just get away with everything. Like, I mean, your narcissist got away with shit. But the thing is, it's like, I don't understand how they think that that's... okay. Like, you're into illegal activity? What the fuck? Like, no.
Right. Dude, mine was, like, literally stalking me. He'd post pictures of my car parked in different places, like, on his Instagram. And it was my license plate and everything.
Oh,
and he'd
shit.
Post videos of him driving past my boyfriend and I's house. So.
I remember you were telling this when we were first becoming friends. And you were just like, yeah, I have a crazy ex. I'm like, oh, well, I'm pretty used to those things.
Yeah, I tell everyone about him. He's nuts. He's still obsessed with me after 2 years of being dumped. And he's a 40-year-old man, so that's really mature.
Wait till he's 60.
Ew. I hope he doesn't survive until he's 60.
But, like, yeah, like, I'm kind of, like, to this point, I feel bad for them because they're never gonna learn, and they're just gonna destroy themselves in the end. Like, when my narcissist mother was dying, it was so sad. Because at that point, I kind of knew that there was something wrong. Like, in, like, not just her, not just, like, her, like, mind, but, like, her body. And, I mean, I gave her as much empathy as I could. But, I just don't understand how you can live in a world that's not real. It's not ethical. Like, do you really think that you could have fucking had a kid? I'd be fucking with you like, hell no. The kid's gonna die.
Right. I could not be a parent. Like, I'd, like, freaking put a leash on it and tie it to a tree and be like, go play. Do something.
Like, I'm an empath. I'm telling you right now, I couldn't have a kid. No way, not
dude,
right.
I had to take home a fake baby for one of those stupid classes.
In high school?
And that thing, yeah, oh my god, that thing wouldn't shut the fuck up, okay? No matter what I did, it would not shut the fuck up, okay? Like, that is not fair. The first night, I woke up like 5 times with the stupid thing to try and make it stop crying, and then the second night I was so freaking exhausted, I put the thing in its little basket, and I put it on the couch in the living room, and I put all the pillows and blankets I could find over it, and I fucking went and slept peacefully all night.
You're horrible.
And I still passed the class.
Oh my god, you're absolutely horrible.
This is why I can't be a parent.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I remember, like, my school was too poor, so we had literally a flower thing, a like a bag of flour.
Okay.
And some girls would be so stupid they drop it on the floor.
Oh my god.
They'd be dense in
what kind of fucking ghetto ass school where you get a bag of flour instead of an actual fucking fake baby? My fake baby was black too, so that was really fun. And it looked real. So me and my white boyfriend at the time went to like Walmart and everyone's just staring at me with this black baby and my boyfriend who was not black, and they were like, you could see the judgment. I was like, I swear to God, I did not cheat on him yet. So
I feel like also that like cheating is like a big thing for like narcissists and sociopaths. Like for a empath, I never thought I would do this, but I mean technically
I told her not to multiple times. But nobody listens to me.
Well, this was before. This was before what happened with so-and-so. So the thing is, it's like,
I still told you not to do it. I told you. We all told you you couldn't handle it.
Cut this out.
Why?
I cut it out. I don't want that in there.
Okay.
Anyway, should we get to the end of the podcast?
Probably.
Alright. In that, we will conclude the end of what narcissists do to their prey when they are done with them. But the best thing to do is fight back. Do not let them feel, and I should say let them feel like they win. I mean, if it's better for you to leave, leave. Like, do not let them, like, in your life. Like, my narcissist wanted me to basically come visit her. Hell no.
Recognize the signs.
You're gonna have me come visit you? No. I'm gonna get a lawyer real quick. Right. Not coming visiting you.
Alright. I need to text my supervisor back.
You're horrible.
Yeah.
I need to talk to my therapist.
Two very different sides there. Okay. You guys have a good night. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram.
Good night.
We still don't have a Twitter yet. Thank you, Emily.
Fuck off.
Sorry.
I can't wait to get the Coca-Cola cinnamon. I'm looking at that bottle.
Oh my God.
I really wanted that.
Ridiculous.
Bye.
Bye.